Okay, Mora Rabbeisa Acharai, I don't want to, unfortunately last week I couldn't do this recording and it bothered me very much. We will continue doing the Torah HaYinuka. Who is the Yinuka? I always say it again because there are more people that come and they don't really know. The Yinuka is a 33-year-old Tzaddik Yisod Olam, and he's Baki in Pardes HaTorah, an old Chalkei HaTorah. He comes out, his Talmidim come out with a pamphlet of his Torah, and most of his Torah is how do I become closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? That's a story, what he talks about, but he's a Baki in everything. And let's do a little bit about his what he talks about this week's parasha. Bikush Haemet, the true attachment, the true desire to want. Tachlit limud HaTorah v'kiyum HaMitzvot, he liknot mitocham chokhma v'dat shiyuchal letor v'lichapes et nitivot HaBoreh. The purpose of learning Torah is to attach yourself to God. There are many different shitot of learning Torah. There's a shita we learn in order to learn. We're just learning. We're learning in order to become to know what to do. And there's a level which is higher than all the levels, which I think this is what it means to be a real chassid. Not guys with peyot and all this kind of stuff. That's chassidish. It's a bit different. But to be a chassid means to attach yourself to God is when someone is learning Torah in order to have a connection with God. I need to have a connection with my Creator, no? You're not gonna get married to anyone. And even if you do, you're gonna wanna build a mental relationship with them, right? Same thing. When you learn Torah, the purpose of learning it is not just because I was commanded to and I have to be a robot. No, but I'm learning it because I wanna have an intimate relationship with my Creator. Velida et sod ritzono itbarach, and to know what Hashem really wants from me. Because if you're gonna realize the reason why you want us to keep the Torah mitzvot, you're gonna wanna keep the Torah mitzvot. For example, the reason why Kadosh Baruch Hu created that a man and woman should separate after they get married for half of the month is only for one reason. In order for you to desire each other the same way you desired each other before you were together. It's a phenomenon idea. People don't think that way. Why? Oh, why God did this to me? It's too hard to be a man. He did it to you, so you shouldn't get sick of it. You shouldn't be sick of being a man. You should desire it in your life. And if you don't have a desire for it, if you don't have a wanting for it, you'll never achieve it. So what Hashem create? He created an amazing cycle. It's called the Nida cycle. It's amazing. Why? Because without it, your marriage would be very dull. That's just one example.
It's for the kid too. You have a kid.
Everything. We'll talk about that's in a different topic. Okay? Let's get into it. Okay. Pitikun, okay, fine. Uma yuchal labore taken adam ha'elyon v'tikun alav ha'elyon v'al kol b'rash lema shela. Okay, and through serving Hashem properly, you are able, you become a partner of making this world into its proper state of mind. We all know that the world is not in its 100% state of mind. The world is very crazy. You keeping Torah mitzvot in a sense of because you want to mekash yourself to God, not because we're his slave, because we are his sons and daughters, we actually making the world a better place to live. Tzarich lechapes achar chelko b'Torah v'odat Hashem. You have to understand something. What interests you in learning Torah might not interest him. What interests him might not interest you, and so on and so forth. A person can say, for example, and I think it's the halacha actually, if someone is not a learner, he doesn't learn 24/7. He doesn't. He has 2 hours a day. He has to pick a topic that he loves. If you're not going to learn things that you love, besides halacha, which you have to learn every day for at least half an hour, but other things that you will love that makes you attached to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're going to feel that your connection to God is just trickling down. You have to find things that interest you, and like this, you grow an attachment. For example, I have a son, my eldest son loves to play chess. He loves it. Is he good or not good? It's irrelevant, but he loves it. He comes home the other day, and he failed one of his exams. And my wife comes and tells me, speak to your son. What is this? I said, okay. All the kids went to sleep. Now he knows that I want to speak to him, and he's scared out of his wits.
Yeah.
And I say, bring your chest set down. And he got confused. What's going on? I don't know. Bring the chest. Is my dad going to throw the chest on my face? I'm like, what's going on? Bring it. I set it up. So we play one game. Then we play a second game. After the second game, clean it up. He cleans it up, and I explain to him how you have to put more emphasis in your school and so on and so forth. But what did I just do? I could have sat him down, give him the biggest Musar speech he'll ever get in his life. He'll feel sad. He'll feel broken. He'll feel like he's dumb and he's not going to accomplish it. Go to sleep. Tomorrow, next day, I'm not an achiever. I'll never do it. This is just who I am. Instead, what did I do? I took something that he likes.
Yeah.
And I explained, and he knows he failed. Today, he came home with a book. He's ready to study 2-3 days before the exam. Why? Because I just changed the whole way, the whole outlook, how I'm looking, how I'm going to mechanach this child. Same thing, when someone wants to become close to Hashem, you have to find, what is that? What is that connection? Where am I going to find that connection between me and Hashem? I have to find it somewhere. What is my purpose on this world? What you have a purpose in, even if it's being a nurse or a doctor or whatever it is, know that you have that desire, or you took that responsibility to be there because you are a light and beacon in that profession that you're in. That means every time you walk to help someone or you're in school, know that you are a representative of God. You're not only a representative of God when you're in yeshiva, you're also a representative of God, which is a bigger responsibility when you're outside in the street. When you're doing business, when you're talking to clients, when you're talking to your parents, when you're going out with your girlfriend or with your boyfriend or whatever the case is, with your husband or your wife, you're a representative of God. Would a representative of God be a junkie? Not junkie, I'm talking about in drugs, a junkie in the way he acts, the way he feels about himself. Ask any diplomat, even if it's in a country that you never heard of. I'm a diplomat. I represent the president of my country. Wow. I don't even know what your country is. Wow. Why wow? Because you represent something. Know that you represent the Kodesh Baruch Hu every time you go somewhere. You walk out of that house, you're his representative. Woe is to you that does a Chilul Hashem when you're representing God. ובכל זמן שלא נמצא עד התיקון מיוחד לו, אין יוכל לשמוח בשלמות, וגם אם יהיה לו הכל. If you don't figure out how to connect yourself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're not fully happy with your life. You feel a certain emptiness. You feel that, I feel empty. Why? Because at the end of the day, your purpose of your living is to have that relationship with Him. And if you're not having it, you feel empty. And you try to fill in that emptiness with other stuff. If it's with a job, or if it's with money, or if it's with sleep, or with drugs, or with a girlfriend or a boyfriend, or so much other things that you do. You know why you're doing all that stuff? Because you're actually trying to fill in that emptiness that you really have. And don't deny it. This is the fact. You have to figure out, how do I fill in that emptiness? Ki nafsho eino yoded hechan hi uma mutal alav umargish shemi chaya kelim hevel. Because in essence, you feel empty. Haemet, and the truth is, and we're going to finish with this, it's four lines. Haemet nimset kvar ba'olam, and the truth is, what you're really trying to seek is already here. It's right in front of you, like how we said the story with the cards. It's right there. You have to just tap it in. You have to tap in. V'Hashem yitbarach mamtin she'adam yiftach pi v'yivakesh otam imenu b'chol yom b'chol sha'a. A person has to understand, besides when you daven three times a day, and also you women, girls, you should daven at least once or twice a day. If you don't mention HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please help me seek you, please help me have a relationship with you, you're doing a mistake. Don't expect just to have that click with God. It doesn't happen. It's never going to happen. You have to seek it. You have to ask for it. It doesn't make you fanatic. It makes you a normal human being. Every normal human being wants purpose. If you don't want, if you don't have purpose, then you're just stealing air from the world. You have to want to seek it. You have to ask for it. Tefillah is the greatest thing in the world. You guys don't even know how important it is. It's the greatest thing in the world. Gam beragav achronim alai admut וכשיזכה לזה יראת חיים אמיתית בעולם וכל פועל לעניין שלו יהיה תכליתים ונסחים ולכן צריך אדם תמיד לבקש את האמת ותפלל לסחור בלה. And any single, I'm going to finish with this. And any single time that you're breathing, you're alive, even you're walking outside, you're waiting by the red light, you have to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please help me find that Chuka, that desire for you. When a person prays for that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't let him down. Never. People ask me, what made you stay in the Kiruv world? Why are you in this industry? You could have been successful in hundreds of thousands of other things. I don't have an answer. All I know is at a certain point in my life, I went to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and I said, Hashem, please help me that my 24 hours of my day, I should feel a desire for you. I should always want you. And I'm telling you, in the field that I work in, I see HaKadosh Baruch Hu 24/7. Yes, I don't make billions of dollars, millions or even $100,000. Very, very, very much lower than that. But I have a sense of purpose and satisfaction in my life. And that money can't buy. Money can buy pleasure. It can fill in a void of certain things for a short period of time. But accomplishment and satisfaction, money cannot buy that. So remember, you want to grow in Torah mitzvot. You want to have a connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You have to ask Him. If you're not going to ask Him, you're never going to find it. Ever in your life. Shabbat Shalom all the time.